Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
That's what I'm talking about. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket Canada, this is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And you can always give me a follow in the good old cesspool of Twitter or on Instagram where I'm straight flexing, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Bill Romanowski will be making his triumphant return to the Zach Gelb Show. The last time we talked to Bill Romanowski was at the Super Bowl. So very excited to talk to Bill Romanowski, and hopefully we see him in Glendale, Arizona, coming up in about 2 months now. Yeah, 2 months. How about that? This football season is flying by. And this has been one of the more wackier football seasons that you're ever going to see. Because there's five teams to me. Hickey, do you agree with that? Five teams that I could see getting to the Super Bowl this year now. Bengals, Chiefs, Buffalo, Eagles, and after last night, the San Francisco 49ers. Is there anyone else you can consider or you could make a logical take for me, or even maybe a hot take, since you are hot take, Icky, on who else could get to the Super Bowl?
No hot take, because any other team included would be a hot take.
Okay, so I'm surprised you're not sitting here telling us about this Jets Super Bowl push that's going to end up coming. Anyway, five questions, five answers, onside, offside. Let's get to it right now.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Hickey, what do you got for me?
Well, Zach, Mike White Mania, unfortunately, I'll have to take a backseat this week as he was not cleared to play by doctors after he did suffer fractured ribs in last Sunday's loss to the Bills. So that means Zach Wilson will start Sunday for the Jets as they take on the Lions. Now, Wolf. Wilson has been inactive, right? Wolf is right. He's been inactive for the last 3 weeks after a 77-yard performance and a 10-3 loss to the Patriots back in Week 11 and then failed to take accountability in the post-game press conference afterwards. New York head coach Robert Saleh said that he is not committed to a quarterback pass this week. Onside or offside, Zach? Mike White, if he's clear to play, should start on Thursday night no matter how Zach Wilson does play on Sunday.
Before I answer your question, just on a little side note, I'm sensing a little bit of a tone from you. And I know how you get when you dig your heels in so deep and you're so adamant about something. I know you can't stand Zach Wilson, and you have every right to say that he's not been a good quarterback in this league, and you are right when you say that. But I'm starting to get the sense from you, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, and I think I have a good read on you, that you think the Detroit Lions are absolutely winning this game this weekend.
Well, I picked the Lions before even Mike White was out, so yes, yeah. I will double down.
If you are a Lions fan right now, you should be shaking in your boots because the mush, the hot take Hickey, is feeling really confident. Are we going to get a tweet? This is when we're going to know how, because I know your playbook by now. It starts on the air and then it goes to Twitter. Are we sensing about a 12:29 p.m. Eastern time tweet on Sunday? Lions fans, you're making the playoffs this year. Lions fans, there's no way you're going to lose to Zach Wilson and the Jets this weekend. Is that the direction that we're trending to? Because there's sometimes you say things on the radio, and then when you're so confident it's going to happen, Hickey, and this is your playbook, you go right to Twitter before the game, and you're like, there is no way, no shot that the Jets are going to win this game and Zach Wilson's going to play well because he's a bad quarterback. Are we getting one of those tweets at about 12:29 p.m. Eastern on Sunday?
Not at all. I'm nowhere near that confident in the Lions.
Really?
I'm rooting for them to make the playoffs. I think they will make the playoffs,
okay,
but I don't feel great about
it. Game on Sunday. Forget the playoffs for a second.
And the Jets are a good team. Jets are a really good team.
Okay.
So
I'm getting a sense you're not showing respect to the Jets. That's why I had to ask you. I had to set the record straight.
Oh, no. I like watching the Jets a lot this year, actually. So I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Lions will win, but I can't sit here and say it's a guarantee.
Gotcha.
It's a lock.
So it's not one
even
of those.
Even with Zach Wilson playing. Okay.
So you would concur that this is, it does kind of feel like a 50-50 toss-up this weekend.
I'd say 60-40 Lions, okay. 65-35, okay. But it's not like it's, you know, 90% Lions, like 99%. I can't see them losing this
okay.
game.
I just had to call you out and I had to ask you because I was sensing some hints from you in the playbook that you run that you were about to predict,
especially
like Lions 35 and the Jets 14.
I don't allow any bias to creep in.
Yes,
I want you to give your answer however you feel. So I don't want to slant the questions one way.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Okay.
And then, you know, have you say, you know, this way or that way. This is not about me.
Thing.
So I just ask the questions objectively.
This is a tough thing. I've identified when I know you're going to be wrong now. It happened last year when you said the Colts are going to win the division. It happened this year with the Denver Broncos. I have a sense. When you make the ass to be so high and so tall where I know it's just going to come crumbling down on you. And I want to see the Lions win this weekend for many reasons. I like Dan Campbell. My football team, I know they control their own destiny, but I can't trust my own football team, so I kind of need help from the Detroit Lions. It's desperate times as a Patriot fan. And I was kind of hoping this was stubborn Hickey just, you know, walking around, digging his heels in deep, and getting ready to just be really arrogant with the Lions. And I concerned
me a
little bit.
I have no real take. I was like, I thought they would be like a 500 team this year. I didn't think they'd be a playoff team. So it's not like I was, you know, sitting here in August telling you the Lions are a playoff team. And now I'm back to, you know, to double down.
Sure, but now it's like in the moment where there's a chance they make the playoffs. And
right.
If you were going all in on Detroit this weekend, I would get a little bit nervous. Because of the fact then that I would think the Jets would win, and I don't want the Jets to win this weekend. Anyway, though, you asked me, Mike White, if cleared, should start on Thursday night, no matter how Zach Wilson plays. So this question means if Zach Wilson throws, let's just say, maybe 350 yards and three touchdowns and the Jets win 40-17, you're still saying that Mike White should be playing next week?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I usually don't like taking a guy's job away because of injury, but if Zach Wilson does that, then I don't think it's a guarantee that Mike White starts next week. And if you had to ask me now if he is cleared, I do think it will be Mike White because it's tough to trust Zach Wilson. But if Zach Wilson balls out, I kind of get a sense that there is a way that he could be starting on Thursday. So to answer your question, I'm going to go offsides.
Offside.
Two potential top five picks in the upcoming NFL draft announced they will not opt out of their bowl game and instead will play. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, widely believed to be the number one overall pick in the draft, and Will Anderson, potentially the first defensive player off the board, maybe a top five pick as well, both committed to playing for Alabama in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Eve against Kansas State. Onside or offside, Zach, both Young and Anderson's draft stock will not be impacted even if they get injured.
Now, I'm going to assume something here. I think Saban gave a little bit of a talking to his football team to try to prevent a lot of guys from opting out because I think he wants to be able, and these guys could say, coach, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not going to play. I'm going to go to the NFL, and I don't want to get hurt. But I think Saban wants to be able to just dismantle Kansas State and be like, okay, they won the Big 12. They went up against TCU, and they lost. We should have got in still over TCU, but you still put TCU in, and then you can make the case. We'll see what happens Ohio State on the college football playoff against Georgia. Now, Alabama didn't really have an argument's sake to get in, but I think Saban really wants to crush the best of the Big 12 in terms of who won the championship, even though TCU is a better team, just so he could kind of say, yeah, it's very lopsided. Alabama should have got in over those two teams. But that doesn't mean just because you're saying that, that those guys are going to play. But you asked me, both Young and Anderson's draft stock won't be impacted even if they get injured. Will Anderson has been a top five talent all year. Bryce Young's been a top five talent all year. When you have a premier pass rusher and a premier quarterback, even if they get hurt, I don't think their draft stocks are going to get impacted at all, really. Like Jameson Williams, you look at him, he got hurt last year. He still went in the top 15, top 10 of the draft, right?
I think he was 11.
11? Okay. So he still went in the top 15. So I don't think, because of the importance of their position, how great we think those players can be, that their draft stock would be drastically impacted even if they get injured. So I will say on sides to your question.
Going back to last night, Z-Man, the 49ers beat the Seahawks 21-13 to move to 10-4 in the season and in the process also clinched the NFC West. Brock Purdy was an efficient 17-26, threw for 217 yards, two touchdowns. Both of those touchdown passes going to George Kittle. Christian McCaffrey totaled 138 yards of total offense, also had a score as well.
That trade worked out for both teams.
Looking good so far.
Panthers
looking
are getting good. The draft picks that they needed. You're not going to, when you're rebuilding, really rely on a running back. McCaffrey gets to a team that's a Super Bowl contender.
And now is slinging the ball, catching the ball, and running the ball so far in San Francisco, doing a good job. Speaking of slinging the ball, in his three games that he's played in so far, Brock Purdy's tossed six touchdowns, has just one interception, has recorded a 113 passer rating. Onside or offside, Zach, Brock Purdy won't be a liability for the 49ers come playoff time.
You said Brock Purdy has six touchdown passes in the last three games?
That's right. Two each game.
Do you know how many Kenny Pickett has this season?
I will say six.
Is four.
Six. And how many starts has he had? Like what, eight?
Something like that. Somewhere. Let me see how many starts.
He took over week four?
I want to say ten games.
He's
played in 10 games. And then Mac Jones. How many touchdown passes do you think Mac Jones has thrown with that bozo offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia?
He's missed, what, three games, Mac, right?
Two games?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Five?
Seven.
Oh, my Lord. I know that offense stinks, but, man.
And I don't think Mac's playing that bad.
No, he's fighting. I think you even saw Monday night. He is fighting everything around him.
Yeah. Well, they just tell you to throw screen passes every time. There's really nothing you can do.
I agree. I'm with you.
So Brock Purdy won't be a liability for the 49ers in the playoffs. I think it's on sides because they're going to ask him to do what he did last night. If they get into an opportunity where they ask him to go above that, like 40 passes a game, then yeah, I don't feel great. But if you ask him to just manage the game in an NFC that is not the strongest in the world, right? The only team I feel great about is the Eagles, and the 49ers have entered that conversation. I don't really trust Dallas nor the Vikings in a big spot. He's got an opportunity. And they've showed it with Trey Lance, with Jimmy G, with now Brock Purdy. Yeah, the quarterback position is extremely important. And it's tough to win in this league when you don't have a great quarterback, but it speaks to how great of a team that you have around Brock Purdy. I think he has the horses around him where he can manage the game and maybe do a little bit above that. And that's why I don't think he'll be a liability.
Let's talk officiating, because roughing the passer has been a point of contention all season long. And the latest example, the newest frustration, came on Thursday night as Nick Bosa was flagged for roughing Geno Smith in what looked like an ordinary sack.
I know we say this every time, but that may be the worst one yet.
That's the sad part, is each week one-ups itself.
100%. Every week I go, that's the worst one I've ever seen. That's the worst one I've ever seen. But that one last night, I literally don't know how the heck you're supposed to tackle someone with the way. And don't tell me, oh, he put too much body weight on him. What are we got to get a scale out there and now start putting the scale underneath these players, see how much of their body weight's on them? Like, come on. And if I know you're protecting your investment, NFL, but stop being stupid here, because it's painful. It's embarrassing. It's awful to watch. It's a tackle, a simple tackle. And you know what? Troy Aikman was right earlier in the year. That's all I'm going to say. Troy Aikman was right. I don't want to get canceled. So
I was going to say, do you want to repeat what he said?
We're just No. I don't want to get canceled on Friday. I want to enjoy my weekend. I don't need a call from Spike. People are mad because you said something that we know it wasn't meant in a misogynistic way. Like the same thing that Troy Aikman said, but people, you're offensive. Ridiculous.
What is offensive at these flags? So not only was it an egregious flag yesterday, it also wiped out a pick six.
Watch yourself there.
As eventually the Seahawks did score on that drive. Now, Wednesday, at the winter meetings in Texas, the NFL VP of Football Operations, Troy Vincent, did mention that the league will consider this offseason making roughing the passer reviewable. Onsides or offsides? making roughing the passer reviewable, Zach, is a good idea.
Yes, but let me be clear about it. I don't know how much will change. Because remember when we all wanted pass interference reviewable? And they barely changed anything, even when it was obvious that things should be overturned. The reason why I still think it's a good deal, even though it could slow down the game and you could just waste time when you know they're not going to change it, if there's an egregious one, which are all egregious, but in a big spot, at least you give the league a get-out-of-jail-free card instead of keeping up with this jackassery. So making roughing the passer reviewable, yeah, I'll lean more so on a good idea than a bad idea on sides.
And finally, two massive divisional matchups are set for Week 15 as the Dolphins will travel up to snowy Buffalo, take on the Bills on Saturday night. Miami did beat Buffalo 21-19 back in Week 3 and are looking to snap right now what is a two-game losing streak. Sunday Night Football will feature a big NFC East matchup as the Commanders do host the Giants. Both teams right now 7-5-1 are in the playoffs as we speak, as they did tie 20-20 the last time these two teams match up 2 weeks ago. Onsides or offsides, Zach, both the Bills and Commanders will win this weekend.
I think the Bills beat the Dolphins. I don't see the Dolphins win. Commanders-Giants will be a little bit closer, but I do think the Commanders are a better football team, and I will go with the Commanders taking down the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Bum, bum, ba-da-bum, bum, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-bum. So give me onsides there. Bills and Commanders both will win. When we come on back, Bill Romanowski will be stopping by. We'll get his thoughts on the from the former 49er on the current 49er in Brock Purdy. We'll see if I can speak as well when we come on back.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Rock out with your Brock out. That's right. The San Francisco 49ers, NFC West champions after their 21-13 win last night up against the Seattle Seahawks. And Brock Purdy is looking pretty good. 17-26 in the contest last night. 217 yards and two touchdowns. Now joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio is a four-time Super Bowl champion, played with the 49ers, the Eagles, the Broncos, and Raiders, and now for a long time doing some great work with Nutrition 53. And that, of course, is Bill Romanowski. Roma, how you been? Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays. Doing fantastic.
How about Brock Purdy? What have you seen out of him the last three games since the 49ers are up to their third quarterback?
I have to admit, I'm pretty blown away. He's got some Joe Montana in him. It's not too big for him. And the stage, he's got crazy confidence. And he's calm. And like I said, the moment is not too big for him. And he's executing. He's smart. I mean, how this guy was the last person taken in the draft, I don't get it, because I see a phenomenal player.
You think he could be their franchise quarterback for years to come, or is that too early to say?
I think he is their franchise quarterback.
Wow.
20 laps. They'll probably start working on, as things progress with him. You know, the only wild card in this, I will say, is there's not a lot of tape on Purdy. So, and with, because of that, defensive coordinators don't really have, you know, a good feel on how to attack him yet. That might be the wild card here, to where, you know, there are certain tendencies that defensive coordinators look at, like, you know, he likes to throw right. He doesn't look people off, you know, things like that. And Kyle Shanahan does a really good job with mixing it up. So as soon as they figure out where his weak points are, where his weak tendencies are, they may start attacking his strengths. And that might be a difference maker in this. But as far as what I see the franchise quarterback of the 49ers for the next, call it 15, 20 years.
Wow, Bill Romanowski here with us. The two best teams, in my opinion, in the NFC are the Eagles and 49ers, two teams you both played for. Who do you think's the better team? I know the Eagles have the better record right now, but do you think they're the better team if they were to play up against the 49ers?
You know what? I think they're comparable. I think the Eagles have been more consistent, but the 49ers are getting really hot. And what you want is you want the hot team in December. Here's the, you know, a disadvantage that the 49ers have right now, and it might bring a little letdown, the fact that they won their division. I was in that scenario when I was my first year at the Broncos. We won our division with two games left, and there was a letdown. It's almost like we had accomplished our goal, and we had a letdown, and then we had to turn it back on for the playoffs, and we didn't turn it back on, and we got beat by Jacksonville. That would be the – and now here's where it comes in for Kyle Shanahan, and this is where the psychologist comes in within coaching, where – He's got to know the buttons to push to keep them getting better, because they have to keep improving and the quarterback has to keep improving.
Bill Romanowski here with us. Get into one of the other former teams, the Broncos. It's been a miserable season for them. There's no shot Nathaniel Hackett's coming on back for next year, right? They got to get rid of him at the end of the season.
They will probably get rid of him, but I will say this, Russell Wilson probably played, you know, his best game where he got hurt at the end. I think if he didn't get hurt, they would have come back and maybe won that game. So, but my thing is, why did it take till December when you paid the guy over $200 million or whatever the exact number is in this contract? It's a boatload, just put it that way. And, you know, you signed a quarterback like Russell Wilson, so because you had all the other pieces. And, you know, you got to put blame on the head coach that he was not able to make it happen. The team did not execute the way they were capable of.
And also, when you look at the quarterback and Russell Wilson, it seems like he is not connected with that locker room from the outside view. And you talked about the game against Kansas City. That was a good game, but you're right. He hasn't been playing good football this year.
What kind of advice would you give to Russell Wilson? Because he's not going anywhere, Bill Romanowski. He just signed that extension. He's the face of the franchise. But I have doubts if he's going to be great ever again.
You know what? Like, one thing that I've noticed in his play is he's lost the gear. Russell Wilson used to be quicker and faster, and because of that, he would always extend plays and make plays, you know, getting out of the pocket. Well, he's not quite the same guy out of the pocket. And he's got to prove that he can consistently sit in the pocket and make plays. That's, you know, we're going to see if that will happen. And if that doesn't happen, you could have one of the biggest busts of all time in the NFL with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that trade is already starting to look like in big-time favor of Seattle. I wonder how we're going to be talking about it this time next year. On the way out with Bill Romanowski, let me hit on one more team and the other team that you played for with the Raiders. This has been a bad season for them. I think McDaniels, from all the reports, is going to be back next year. But we know it didn't work out for him in Denver. Waited all those years, going back to Belichick. First year, they've regressed big time with the Raiders. Do you have any belief that Josh can turn this around and be a successful head coach in this league?
You know what? I actually do. I think he can be a successful head coach. You know, they've had injuries. And, you know, the one wild card is, you know, Derek Carr. You know, is he, you know, a franchise quarterback that you want for another 5 years? That's a wild card. I think Josh McDaniels is a good football coach, and at times that team showed it and they responded to their head coach, and then there were times where there were letdowns. You know, as you know, they've been up in games and they haven't been able to close games, you know, and, you know, you got to put blame on the quarterback. I mean, you got to put blame on the quarterback. You got to put blame on the head coach, and you got to put blame on the defense. Somewhere, this has got to be, you know, a group of men that decide that they're not going to be denied, and they go out and they get it done, and they dominate, and the team has, you can't, in the NFL, it's not a 30-minute game. It's a 60-minute game. And if you don't play for 60 minutes, a lot of times in the NFL, you get beat. And that is what's happened with the Raiders.
Yeah, and I don't think Carr is a franchise quarterback. Whenever he starts to show signs of being a top-10 quarterback, he takes two or three steps back, and you've seen that from last year to this year. I was going to ask you about Brady because Brady's a free agent. I think he's leaving Tampa. I do think he's going to play next year. I've been saying he's going to the 49ers, but since you told me that you think Brock Purdy's going to be the guy for the next 10 years or so with the 49ers, I know you're not thinking that direction. What about TB12 going out to Las Vegas and teaming up with his old pal and Josh McDaniels this offseason?
Well, you know, here's what you're going to look at is – we got to see what happens with Purdy the rest of this season and going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
How does that work? And if for some reason, you know, he falls flat on his face for whatever, how that works out, that may open the door for, because at the end of the day, if you're Tom Brady, you want the most complete roster.
And that's the 49ers.
49ers have the best roster in the NFL. And what they don't necessarily have is the quarterback. But as we've been talking, they may have the quarterback now. So we'll see how that plays out. The Raiders, they don't have a complete roster. They've got some pieces. I don't see, you know, Brady, you know, I mean, would he want to go back to his, you know, former offensive coordinator? Maybe, maybe not. To me, Brady's going to go to the best chance to win a Super Bowl. And I wish I could say that was the Las Vegas Raiders, but I can't say that right now.
Bill Romanowski, before we let you run, the floor is yours, my friend. Tell me all the latest with Nutrition 53.
You know what? Nutrition 53 is changing lives with our Lean One. It's all about staying lean. We have the best tasting protein in the market today. And I want to help people be lean, strong, and fit. And that's our Lean One. And then we have our Lean One Neuro and our Lean One Sleep. So it's all about brain support, sleeping well, and being lean. We have the whole package. And, you know, it's been one of my passions, taking good care of my body post-football. And now I'm able to help other people take care of their bodies.
Bill Romanowski, we appreciate the time as always. You and the family be well. Thanks so much, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
There you go. Bill Romanowski with us on the Zach Gelb Show. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll touch on one big thing that Romanowski said in that conversation next. Also, some potential Jimmy Garoppolo destinations when we come on back.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app and WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. It's all sponsored by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in zone, AutoZone. I'm a little bit surprised. I know that we're all kind of in this Brock Purdy world right now, where we like what we're seeing the last three games. And I know Bill Romanowski is never afraid to voice his own opinion. But I was not expecting, heading into that conversation with Romo, that he was going to get on this show, and pretty much the first words out of his mouth were going to be that he thinks Brock Purdy's the next franchise quarterback of the 49ers. And not only the next franchise quarterback of the 49ers, he sees some Joe Montana in him. Hickey, I was a little taken aback by that one. And you even heard me say it in the clip. I was like, wow. Because that is some take. Three games into an NFL career, pretty much, for Brock Purdy.
You call me a hot take artist.
Well, you've lived up to that nickname.
I have never called a quarterback after three starts a Hall of Famer.
Stop getting so sensitive.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's, I appreciate Romo going out. I like guys that go out on a limb and just aren't afraid to tell you what they actually think. That's a guy who's seen a lot of football. I trust his opinion.
I'm more measured. I give credit. You got to, for me to believe you're a franchise quarterback, since I saw the best for 20 years, I got to see a little bit more. And we got to see how they adjust. We got to see, in a crucial moment, how he responds. Here's the hot take. I'm not ready to say I see some Joe Montana yet in Brock Purdy. Do you think, though, Brock Purdy's playing himself into being the guy for the 49ers for years to come, Hickey? Let me ask you that question. I'm not going to go the Montana route. Let's not get crazy. Let's get a little less crazier. Is there a possibility, do you see there being a good chance that Brock Purdy is starting games next year for the San Francisco 49ers?
In order for that to happen, bare minimum, you have to make the Super Bowl.
NFC title game, I could say.
I think you're still a long way to go in terms of him playing his way into the job, but I think there's a path, yes.
Well, we could agree on this. Jimmy G's out. Jimmy G, barring an injury to Brock Purdy, and Jimmy G comes in to save the day and gets the 49ers a Super Bowl, Jimmy G is going to be on a new team. But what you're starting to see, even in a limited, I can't stress this enough, limited sample size, is that Kyle Shanahan, would you prefer to have a great quarterback? Yes. May you need to, in order to win a Super Bowl, have a great quarterback? Yeah. Because so far, even though his system's been really good and it's got them really close, they still have not won a Super Bowl. But there's different levels and different degrees of winning. Kyle Shanahan is a winning coach in this league. Kyle Shanahan hasn't won a Super Bowl, but he's won a ton of games and had teams be legitimate threats multiple times in his NFL head coaching career. One time was in a Super Bowl, another time in an NFC title game. So what I'm saying here is you're starting to see a guy in Brock Purdy that is playing to the system. And he's at least showing you tangible moments that you could latch on to. Now, the disadvantage Brock Purdy is at, because, you know, ego gets into this, and we don't know still who did truly pick and who really wanted Trey Lance. But no matter what they say, the optics of it, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan selected Trey Lance, and not only selected Trey Lance, they moved up. And they surrendered multiple first-round draft picks. So ego does get in the way where you feel pressured to go back to Trey Lance, but fair or not, I know Trey Lance hasn't really had that much of an opportunity, but neither has Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy so far in three games has looked better than anything that Trey Lance has done. Now, Lance played, what, a game and a half this year, and what, he got two games last year, and had some plays, I think it was against Chicago maybe, where he had that touchdown run to left side last year or whatever it was, where they had some packages for him. So even if, let's say, Trey Lance is starting next year for the 49ers, and maybe you're right, Purdy goes in wild card weekend, divisional round, they lose, he doesn't play well. He goes back to being quarterback number two. But if Trey Lance gets hurt, or if Trey Lance doesn't play well, there has still been a limited sample size, and there will be enough moments where you could latch on to them already and say, and you'll have a portion of a fan base just say, hey, maybe we should go back to Brock Purdy. But you look at this year, it's all lining up to set Brock Purdy up into a favorable position because, number one, he has a heck of a team. He has a heck of a coach. And it's not as if you have four or five teams in front of you that you're shaking in your boots about. The only team that I look at in the NFC that the 49ers may fear a little bit, and I'm not saying the 49ers really fear anybody, but the best team in the NFC this year has been the Philadelphia Eagles. But outside of that, Minnesota's defense doesn't scare you. They have a good offense. And you take a glance at the Cowboys, until they win big games, you're always skeptical about the Dallas Cowboys because that's what they've done for the better part of 25 years. So Brock Purdy may not have to go above and beyond
to get the 49ers in the Super Bowl. And if they, let's say, get to an NFC title game, if they get to a Super Bowl and he plays one bad game in an NFC title game or a Super Bowl, even if he's not the starter next year, Ryan, he's still going to go into the season having done more so far in this league, even though it's an extremely limited sample size, than Trey Lance. And the moment Trey Lance goes on a 2-3 week run where he doesn't play well, there's going to be fans that are going to be pushing to put Brock Purdy back in the game. So now it never ends for Trey Lance. Jimmy G was there. Now Jimmy G's on his way out. And depending how far Brock Purdy takes him, Brock Purdy may be standing over his shoulder for next year.
I guess the only thing I'll say for Trey Lance is that if Brock Purdy just combusts in the first game of the playoffs, like, is okay down the stretch. Like, he's not lighting the world up in the three games. Like, he's playing solid. He's had a few drop picks he's gotten lucky with. Kyle Shanahan's done a great job of dealing with the offense, but he's not, you know, slinging it 45 times and winning the game.
But once again, even though it's an extremely limited sample size and Lance hasn't got much of an opportunity, he's done things better than Trey Lance. Fair or not, and I get it, it's unfair because Trey Lance really hasn't been given a shot, but he's looked better on the field than Trey Lance.
But if you struggle in the playoffs, I think the clamoring, if Trey Lance struggles next year, the clamoring's not as strong as if Brock Purdy plays well in the playoffs, and then it's a different story, you know?
But at least, I'm not saying that he's the sole reason why they got them there, but he would have done more of a role this year than Trey Lance would have done, because Lance only played a game and a half before getting
hurt. But I'm just saying, for next year, you're saying if Trey Lance struggles and you're like having him look over shoulder, if Brock Purdy struggles in the playoffs, or just again, combusting in wildcard weekend, that I don't think that's going to exist, personally.
You're telling me, if let's say the 49ers win out, so that's three more games. So Brock Purdy ends the season just himself, because I know the team's been on a 7-game win streak, but just himself on a 6-game win streak. And let's say he plays well, and then on wild card weekend, he falls flat on his face, but the entire team falls flat on his face. You'd think in week 7, if let's say the 49ers are off to this miserable start where they're 2-4, and Trey Lance plays a bad game and they go to 2-5, with how crazy fans are, you don't think there's going to be a portion of the 49ers fan base that's going to be saying, hey, let's go back to Brock. Brock showed us more than Trey Lance ever showed us.
No, I'm not saying everyone's in unison. There's always a part of the fan base, no matter who the quarterback is, they want to go to the backup. But I'm saying I think it's going to, the mob, if you will, be a lot lower, a lot less,
yeah,
if Brock Purdy
that.
Struggles in the wild card round or wild card game compared to if he plays well in the playoffs and then is still benched. That's all.
Yeah, sure, obviously, but there's still going to be more tangible moments if Trey Lance is the starter next year and he does not get off to a good start, that Brock Purdy's been able to put in a limited time in the NFL than Trey Lance. Real quickly, I do want to throw some potential Jimmy G destinations, because I was making my list. I was checking it twice, and I narrowed it down to 5 teams. These are the 5 potential Jimmy G destinations that I could see for this upcoming year. Saints, especially if you do have Sean Payton go back there, but even if you don't, Jimmy Garoppolo, say what you want about him, I don't think he's a great quarterback. He's better right now than Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton in what would be year 2023. I think the Carolina Panthers could be in play. They'll probably look to get a quarterback in the draft. I'm not a big believer, obviously, in Sam Darnold, even though now the Panthers are on a playoff push. P.J. Walker, to me, is not a starting quarterback in this league. Maybe they go with Jimmy G if it's like a 2-year deal or something like that, to kind of be a veteran voice and be that placeholder for whoever that young quarterback is, if they do draft a young quarterback this year, because now they're starting to move out of the top 10 pick position. I think the Jets are in play. They have a really good roster, and you have a connection with the coaching staff in Robert Saleh and also in Coach LaFleur, Mike LaFleur, who's the OC there. They were both with the 49ers. I think the Commanders would be a tremendous option. You look at an improved offensive line. You have the 2 running backs. You got good wide receivers. Tyree McLaurin's great. You got Jahan Dotson, who's looked good in his rookie season. And you got a good young defense. And then finally, I think Indianapolis is a potential destination. If they don't get a quarterback in the draft this year, you're going to be looking for a new quarterback. You got Jonathan Taylor. You got Michael Pittman. You got to fix that offensive line. You got a solid defense, a very winnable AFC South that is going to be Tennessee's until they give it up. But it's not like Tennessee's this great team. They need work on their roster. The Jaguars will see if they're moving in the right direction. And the Texans wake me up when we start to see a resemblance of a professional football team. But those are my 5 destinations, Hickey, for Jimmy G. Saints, Panthers, Jets, Commanders, Colts in the order.
Too quickly to throw your way.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks, if Geno Smith gets too expensive, Cardinals.
Oh, I didn't even think about the Cardinals.
That would probably be for a one-year deal.
Yeah, that's probably why he would not go there, because I think he's going to be looking for longer than a one-year deal, but you never know how the market does dictate. I could see the Seahawks being a possibility. That would not shock me if Seattle goes and gets him, if maybe Geno Smith outprices himself. Andrew Catalan going to join us next.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
If you take CBD and want to learn how to get the best results, listen up. NextEvo Naturals has developed new CBD technology that your body absorbs four times better than regular CBD oils. Most CBD oils only achieve between 2 and 10% absorption, so at least 90% of what you think you're getting is wasted. NextEvo is different. Their products are scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD in a way your body can use. It is the only brand clinically proven to deliver 30 times faster absorption in the first 30 minutes. CBD can't work unless it gets absorbed. Now it can with NextEvo Naturals. Available in easy-to-use capsules, gummies, and a unique dissolvable powder. Get smarter CBD from NextEvo Naturals. And get up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more at NextEvo.com with promo code SMART. That's NextEvo.com, promo code SMART.